Imagine the most sophisticated technology ever created. Not a smartphone or quantum computer, but the 3-pound universe inside your skull. Unlike computers with separate hardware and software, our brains are live-wired, constantly reshaping their physical structure based on our experiences. When 3-year-old Matthew collapsed one morning and was later diagnosed with Rasmussen's encephalitis, doctors had to remove half his brain. As his parents waited anxiously in recovery, they wondered, who would their son be with only half a brain? The answer reveals the brain's remarkable adaptability. Matthew's remaining brain rewired itself to take over missing functions, allowing him to live a nearly normal life despite such dramatic neural loss. This isn't magic, but the fundamental nature of our brains, dynamic, flowing systems constantly reweaving themselves into living electric fabric. If someone with your identical DNA had been born 30,000 years ago, they wouldn't be you at all. While genetics provides basic building blocks, our experiences shape who we become. Unlike creatures with hardwired brains, humans are born with incomplete neural systems that absorb local languages, cultures, and technologies. This evolutionary strategy, building adaptive systems rather than fixed hardware, has allowed humans to thrive in environments from Arctic tundra to tropical rainforests. William James coined the term plasticity to describe systems changed by external events, but brains never reach an endpoint. They continue remodeling throughout life, more like developing cities than static objects. This ongoing change explains why experts' brains actually use less energy than novices when performing specialized tasks. Their neural circuitry has been optimized through experience, making difficult processes automatic and efficient. Einstein's extraordinary mind wasn't just born. It was built through countless hours of mathematical study and complex problem solving that physically reshaped his neural circuitry. This principle appears throughout neuroscience research. Animals raised in enriched environments develop dramatically more elaborate neural networks, with up to 25% more dendritic connections than those in deprived settings. College-educated humans show notably more complex architecture in language processing regions compared to those with less education. The human genome, containing only about 20,000 genes, surprisingly close to simpler organisms, employs an elegant solution: create a flexible foundation that experience refines. Consider the devastating case of Danielle Crockett, discovered in Florida at age 7 after spending her entire childhood locked in a closet with minimal human contact. Despite having no genetic abnormalities, her brain development was severely impaired by extreme social deprivation, a stark reminder that our brains sacrifice initial completeness for unprecedented adaptability. Like trees requiring specific nutrients at crucial growth stages, our brains need appropriate sensory, motor, and social experiences during key developmental windows to flourish. In 1951, neurosurgeon Wilder Penfield discovered that the brain contains detailed maps of the body, with neighboring body parts represented by neighboring brain regions. But these maps aren't fixed, they constantly reorganize. When Admiral Nelson lost his arm in battle, he experienced phantom sensations months later, feeling his missing fingernails painfully digging into his missing palm. This wasn't proof of the afterlife, as Nelson believed, but evidence of neural remapping. Brain territory operates like colonial powers competing for land. Unused areas get taken over by neighboring functions. In blind people, the visual cortex becomes repurposed for touch, sound, smell, and even math problems. The most surprising discovery is how quickly this happens. When adults lose sight, their occipital cortex begins processing sounds within weeks. Even more astonishing, sighted people blindfolded for just 5 days showed remarkable brain reorganization. Their visual cortex began processing touch and sound, changes that reversed within a day of removing the blindfold. more sensitive imaging techniques have detected visual cortex activation during touch tasks after just 40 to 60 minutes of blindfolding. This extreme flexibility raises an intriguing question. What are the limits of the brain's adaptability? The brain processes any structured input it receives, regardless of source, what Eagleman calls the potato head model of evolution. Paul Bakke Rita demonstrated this in the 1960s by creating a device that converted camera images into tactile sensations on blind people's backs. Users learned to perceive objects and faces through touch, experiencing them as external rather than skin sensations. Similarly, modern systems allow blind people to see through sound and deaf people to hear through vibrations. One example is the neosensory vest, which helped a deaf participant named Jonathan identify spoken words in just 4 days. This adaptability extends to enhancement technologies, like Neil Harbison's iBorg that converts colors to sounds, allowing perception beyond normal human vision. These advances suggest we could potentially integrate entirely new data streams, from drones to social media, directly into our sensory experience. Matt Stutzman, the armless archer, learned to manipulate a bow and arrow with his feet and became the world record holder for the longest accurate shot. How? The same way babies learn to control their bodies, through babbling. A baby in her crib bites her toes, slaps her forehead, and tugs her hair, learning how motor output corresponds to sensory feedback. This same learning method allows us to incorporate extensions to our bodies, from bicycles to surgical instruments. Jan Scheuermann, paralyzed by spinocerebellar degeneration, volunteered for neurosurgery to control a robotic arm using only her thoughts. Through electrodes in her motor cortex, she could make the arm across the room move with flowing, natural movements. As she improved with practice, her brain rewired to better control its new appendage. When we control robotic or distant limbs, they become incorporated into our sense of self. What you can control becomes you. Stanford researchers demonstrated that people can learn to control a third virtual arm within 3 minutes, a phenomenon called homuncular flexibility. This remarkable adaptability means our descendants won't accept physical limitations. Paraplegics will dance in thought-controlled exoskeletons, and amputees will gain superior artificial limbs. Our progeny will extend themselves across the universe, limited only by what they can control. Violinist Itzhak Perlman, who practices 9 hours daily, exemplifies how intensive focus physically reshapes the brain. Musicians' motor cortices develop distinctive omega-shaped formations in regions controlling hand movements. Our brains form neural landscapes based on what's important to us, like how we now interpret leg twitches as phone vibrations, because mobile notifications have become more relevant in our modern context. The brain changes most effectively when aligned with internal motivation. Without genuine engagement and reward, even extensive practice won't create lasting neural changes. This explains why someone who dislikes tennis won't improve despite repetition. While screen time's impact on development remains under study, digital natives have unprecedented access to knowledge, allowing motivated minds to shape their neural architecture around their true interests.